We're going to start the situation off here with one called Bend to the East and a Bend to the West and a Bend to Alabama. And the prettiest little gal I ever did see was down in Louisiana.
Indiana.
And there's one verse, the second verse, just we're going to make this clear. It says, the toughest piece of meat that I ever tried to eat was a leg of a yellowhammer. A lot of people don't get that right, and we get in trouble, but it's the toughest piece of meat
we ever tried to eat. Sing along, everybody.
Was a leg of a yellowhammer. We're not saying anything vulgar up here, all right?
So here we go.
Is Alabama east or west of here?
South. Morning. Did you get enough sleep last night? Yeah, none of, we didn't either. That's all right, though. That's why they got that coffee sitting up there for us. Folks, we're having the best time here. This looks like it's a success as far as the festival goes. We had a good time last night staying up listening to music. We're going to play this. Unfortunately, we've got to get in the car shortly after this is over and head on down to the next thing. So if you want to come say hello or grab a CD, we'll be up there, but just for a little bit. But once again, we're the Freight Hoppers, and we live way down there in the mountains of North Carolina in the Smoky Mountains, a little town called Bryson City. Please come down and visit us if you ever get a chance. There's a lot of fun stuff to do out in the woods out there. And that sounds good.
We're going to get going now and just get this thing fired up right hard. Yeah, we're going to do a love song for everybody because we love everybody. And this one's called The Old Hen Cackled and the Rooster's Gonna Crow. All right, so
I love chicken. I hope you love chicken.
David loves chickens, is what he's trying to say.
Love the chicken, so.
Bradley's an out-of-work chicken farmer, we're sorry to say, because the dogs keep getting out of his house and the chicken farm ends.
Our bass player's been trying to raise chickens. He's planting them too deep or too close together. We don't know what's going on with that. Old cackling hen.
Old hen cackling.
This one features David Bass here.
Find out before I go. Who broke my heart?
Thank you, folks. Thanks much. Y'all playing the fiddle there. This is David Bass playing the fiddle and dancing for you.
And that got Isaac woke up there. This is Isaac Neal playing the guitar.
Good morning to you. This is a big treat. This is the first time at Bean Blossom for Bradley and I, and we have been walking around on cloud nine. We feel like we have come to Valhalla of bluegrass or something like that. This is pretty cool for us. I tell you, we can't go past that truck up there without somebody stopping to genuflect on their knees. Valhalla. This is the Valhalla of bluegrass. Something like that. I don't know.
All right, everybody. We're going to sing one about any farmers out there in the crowd. Anybody got a garden growing? That's what I think. We all got them down there where we live. This is a... This is one, I've got tomatoes out in mine in there and some gourds going in, but this is a thing that we learned from a fellow whose name was Fiddlin' John Carson, and it's one called The Farmer is the Man That Feeds Them All, and it's on our new CD we've got out that's going to be up there as soon as we're done. So this was recorded down in Atlanta back in the late 1920s by John Carson. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ready, boys? Look and see, then I'm sure you will agree. The farmer is the man who feeds them all. The women use the snuff and they never get enough. The farmer is the man who feeds them all. The farmer is the man, the farmer is the man. He buys on the credit until fall. And they'll take him by his hands and they lead him through his land. But the merchant is the one who gets it all. Comes to town with his wagon breaking down. It's the taxes on the farmer feed them all. If you'll only look and see, then I'm sure you will agree. The farmer is the man who feeds them all. The farmer is the man, the farmer is the man. He buys on the credit until fall. They'll take him by his hands and they lead him through his land. But the merchant is the one who gets it all. Hands and they lead him through his land, but the merchant is the one who gets it all. Thank you, folks. Appreciate that. Y'all, this fella here playing the guitar is banjo, and now another guitar. This is Frank Lee playing all the good stuff here for you today.
Thank you, Isaac.
He's our very good buddy. Back on the big upright acoustic double doghouse bull string bass. I can't believe I said that this early in the morning.
Awesome. Yeah.
This is Bradley Adams playing bass for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. He's born and raised down where we live in the mountains of North Carolina. His family's been living there for several thousand years, and that is no joke. His grandmama's a Cherokee elder, and except for my grandma and your grandma, she's probably the best cook in the world. So.
Well,
Anyway, here's a spiritual number called Brothers, I'm Getting Ready to Go.
Heathens, be aware.
That's right, man.
You ready?
The Lord, He has saved me, and I want the world to know I'm on my way to glory land. There I'll see Jesus and take Him by the hand. Brothers, I'm getting ready to go. Brothers, I'm getting ready to go. I'm leaving this world here below. There's nothing in this world that can turn me back, I know. Brothers, I'm getting ready to go.
Turn around.
So sinners, wake up while yet you have time. Get in the glory land way. Jesus will hear you and answer your call. Get ready to meet Him today. Brothers, I'm getting ready to go. I'm leaving this world here below. There's nothing in this world that can turn me back, I know. Brothers, I'm getting ready to go. So sinners, don't wait till it is too late. Jesus might call for you today. And it's awful to know when you leave this world below, if you are not ready to go. Brothers, I'm getting ready to go. I'm leaving this world here below. There's nothing in this world that can turn me back, I know. Brothers, I'm getting ready to go.
Thank you, folks.
Thank y'all, folks. Appreciate that. I'm going to get this thing back here. Mr. Sound Man, I keep hitting that, so I'm going to get rid of that right there. Well, all righty. Well, it looks like the weather's cooperating. That's the word we're looking for there.
There's a Mr. John Hotsey that emailed me there at the house quite a few months ago wanting the Freight Hoppers to come be a part of the John Hartford Memorial Festival. And that was just a very, very, very huge and very flattering to have us come here, and we were very lucky to get to come here, and we were super duper lucky to get to share the stage with John Hartford. One time particularly, and just had a really big time at the gathering called the Tall Stacks Festival in Cincinnati. Some people might have heard of this thing, and he would always be there, and he was a featured performer, and we got to be on stage for a whole set with him, playing fiddle tunes with him, with his interest in old-time fiddle music that is very much parallel with what David does here. So I wish he was here so he could get up here and play some of the stuff we did that day. I'm sure he is. He just ain't going to play none, I'm sure. It's the deal. We're going to do one right now called 4 Cent Cotton. If any of y'all out there are frequently drinking liquor, this is one about like in the late 1920s when the price of cotton fell down to 4 cents a pound in Georgia. The farmers decided they was going to grow some corn and make some more money by bottling their corn or putting it in cans. You know what I'm telling about it? David knows all about that. He's an old man.
They were making $10 a can for the corn, so there wasn't really any kind of decision process that could have failed going that way, growing corn instead of cotton at that time. The price of cotton fell down to like 4 cents a pound in the 1920s. And at the same time, the government passed a farm bill that they called Prohibition. That was to help the farmers out then. You didn't know that, I bet you. But that's how they made their way back then. And the you know, all the vile measures they were forced to, they had to change the name of the drink they were making. They would call it 4 cent cotton. That was the euphemism that they used on the streets in Atlanta. So that's what we're going to do.
4 cent cotton.
Woke up this morning feeling mighty rotten. I got drunk on 4 cent cotton. So they'd take their liquor to Atlanta and sell it on the street, and they'd call it 4 cent cotton so they wouldn't know what
people were talking about. So if anybody offers you any, you ought to take a swig.
Oh, Lord, yeah, get on that in a minute.
Yeah, times is bad, times is rotten. Everybody gotta bring 4 cent cotton. Hey, hey, 4 cent cotton. Hey, hey, 4 cent cotton. Feeling kind of rotten, I've been drinking that 4 cent cotton. Hey, hey, 4 cent cotton. Hey, hey, 4 cent cotton. Yeah, yeah, woke up this morning feeling kind of rotten, I've been drunk on 4 cent cotton. Hey, hey, 4 cent cotton. Got a hole in the stocking. She's been drinking that 4 cent cotton. Hey, hey, 4 cent cotton. Hey, hey, 4 cent cotton.
That's all I'm gonna say. Yeah. All right. Thank you, folks. Thank you much. Are you having a good time this morning? Yeah, we are too. We're really having a big time up here, that's for sure. Yeah, we don't want to leave this for nothing, but we've got to. The Mount Airy Fiddlers Convention is going on this weekend, and that's where David got married there. And we're trying to all get down there, but I got a little 15-month-old baby girl, and she's running around in the woods right now because nobody can babysit her. So I got to get home real quick. And
this is 2 cents.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
You're the best.
Thank you, buddy.
Anyway, what do you want to do next?
Ride the furniture man.
That sounds perfect.
Here's a little story we know all about what's going to happen if you don't keep your furniture bill paid, folks. Mr. Riley brings his wagon down to the house and picks it up. This is recorded by Paul and Leon Kofer back in 1928 down in Georgia, and they're buried there at Ralph David Abernathy Boulevard there in Atlanta at Westview Cemetery if you want to go visit these two guys.
Yeah, stop by and say hey to them.
Paul and Leon. Riley the Furniture Man, Riley. Go.
Go tell that lawn man our show is bad. Riley's wagon's been here, he's got everything I had. Riley's been here and he's got my furniture gone. And he lives on 16th Street. And every Saturday evening, Mr. Riley, you would meet. Riley's been here and he's got my furniture gone. Riley came to my house, and these is the words he said. He told that old man, take down that rosewood bed. Riley's been here and he's got my furniture gone. Walking back to the river to the white man, just as white as the crystal snow. And you don't pay Mr. Riley, he'll take your furniture to show. Riley's been here and he's got my furniture gone. Told that old man driver, take down that rosewood.
not?
Yeah. Okay. I'll take it right now. Or...
Okay.
We're going to change our keys here real quick.
That.
Anything you want to.
Do it right now?
Yeah, that sounds good. We're going to do something. This is one of our favorite parts of the show because Bradley and I don't have to do nothing. We get to drop. No, I'm joking. This is, we're going to let Frank and David play a banjo fiddle duet. And back in our part of the world, and this part of the world, and everybody's part of the world before guitars and string basses showed up, this is what constituted a band, was a banjo and a fiddle. So we'll get out of the way and let it be like it used to be.
All right, everybody. Gonna tell you a little story while I try to get this banjo in tune. I can honestly say this thing's never been in tune. I've had it about 15 years. Made 3 recordings or more on it with it, but it's a mess. We're gonna do one with just a fiddle and a banjo. People everywhere around Indiana, I bet decades and decades ago, used to have square dances in their house. They'd take 2 rooms and they'd set a fiddle player and a banjo down in the doorway, and people could dance in 2 rooms. Sometime in the 1930s, my grandmother and grandfather on my mother's side split up back then. She moved back to her mother's house because my grandfather was having dances there at the house. And she didn't want any part of that or fiddle playing going on there at the house. He tried to convince her to get rid of the fleas in the house that had these dances. All the fleas would go home with the folks, but that didn't work out. So, gonna get David to play one now in the key of D. You want to do the back step, Cindy? Here's a little piece that's got too many beats in it. He plays it way too fast for me to keep up with. It's called the Backstep Cindy. I think the backstep was some kind of a dance you do when you drink too much. You about there now? So David's tuning this fiddle to detuning right now is what we're doing. We're changing tunings because we get to specific open tunings when we're playing this stuff. Thank you.
Frank Lee there, folks. How about that? Those are my favorite old-time musicians in the entire world.
Oh, now, Isaac.
Baby-O.
Baby-O, I was thinking about Fall on My Knees.
That's perfect. Yeah.
This is one that the Freight Hoppers recorded back in about 1998, about the last time we were here at this park, actually. We got to come and play the Bean Blossom Bluegrass Festival back in the late 90s one time, and we're so happy to be back here again. It's a great park, and the history here is driving us nuts.
Yeah, we can't take it.
Here's one that comes straight out of Southwest Virginia, and it's called Fall on My Knees and I Pray to You. It's another love song. Harringer. I'm gonna skid on that cold ice and snow, little girl. I'm gonna skid on that cold ice and snow. Won't I fall on my knees and I pray to you? Come and stay with me, little girl. Won't you come and stay with me?
To get his resonator. Did y'all see him drop that thing here a minute ago?
Somebody did.
God. I don't think I calmed down from that yet.
I've told this story. This old guitar was made the same year my dad was born, and man, I picked it up and the strap had snuck off the little button, and I caught it with my right foot. It's made out of steel. It's worth more than all my cats put together, every one of them.
You ought to see what his toe looks like right now. Mm-hmm. Now, when he dropped that, I...
What you want to do?
Let's do the Stand on Jesus too.
There was three people at our workshop we did at 11 o'clock, so we're going to repeat one there. If you guys are here, pardon us. This is one called, I Woke Up This Morning With My Mind Staying on Jesus. Learned it from Fred McDowell. Some of you guys, I bet. Got some Fred McDowell you pile up in the closet and listen to, I bet I do.
guitar out and play slide with Fred McDowell at the house. This morning with my mind saying on Jesus. And I woke up this morning with my mind saying on Jesus. And I woke up this morning with my mind saying on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm singing and praying with my mind staying on Jesus. And I'm singing and praying with my mind staying on Jesus. Singing and praying with my mind staying on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, folks. Once again, folks, we've got CDs for sale. They'll be up there. We also have T-shirts that Frank Lee designs and screen prints himself, and there are some really cool, fun little patterns.
And they're good shirts, folks, but if you got any cat allergies, I don't suggest spending money on my shirts. There might be some cat hair on them. I'm there where I print them, at the house.
Other than that, they're clean.
Except for that one.
That coffee.
David's the only one of us with a cat allergy. Cat allergens can be handy, I think.
You're folks, right. But like the unfortunate side of that is like when we get done, we're going to go up there for a little bit, but we do have to leave not too long after that. So if you would like to come say hello, get a T-shirt or a CD, please trot on up there when we're done. We'd be proud to hang out with you. Hang out.
We did.
How about Englewood Tomorrow? You do that one? Yeah. Here's what we call our theme song, folks. I ain't going to work tomorrow,
listen,
which is not true.
Because we're going to jump the car.
We learned this from the Carter family.
We're going to jump in the car and drive back to North Carolina after this, and that's what I've always considered what we get paid for. We don't get paid to play music. We'll play music. We'll hang out and play music, but we get hired at these things, and we take money for the driving trips. So I have about 13 hours of work ahead of me today after this.
He does. He's got a big day.
All this money's going to Enterprise, actually. Enterprise, they're our friends.
And,
all right.
And what's that? Love.
They do that
love,
every
time. We actually got smart and bought ourselves a touring van earlier in the year. We drove it all the way out to Colorado and had a big time out there, got back, and it's been in the shop ever since.
Yeah.
I ain't going to work tomorrow.
hour set?
Yeah. 45
minutes. Set.
Let's do another bent and flipping.
Playing forever.
You going to do a bent and flipping?
Oh, yeah. In this key?
Whole
cat blues it is.
We're going to turn David loose on one of his favorite, our favorite fiddle tunes in the world, I think.
Y'all got pole cats up here?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. All right.
There's a big one on the back of the stage back there.
This is a tune that I learned from Benton Flip, and hopefully he played in the fiddle contest today at Mount Airy and won. I'm hoping that he won. Benton's 91 years old, and I heard that he was sick over this winter, but for about the last 10 or 15 years, about every other year, I hear that he's sick, and then he recovers and comes back and plays stronger than anybody that you've ever heard play the fiddle. And I hope he makes it this time, too. But getting up in the 90s, you can never tell. So if you have a chance to get down to North Carolina and hear this guy play, you should do that, like, today. And if you don't, you can look Benton Flippin' up on YouTube. There's some cool videos of him playing the fiddle. This is called the Polecat Blues, and Benton said this is an awful stinky title, but the tune sounds real good.
Young, come meet us and ask him what he said, and he'll be happy to tell you after the set up there.
I'm trying to get down into this microphone, but it's EQ'd for my fiddle, and my voice a lot of times kind of...
He generally don't look like that. It's the EQ is what he's saying.
Sounds like a mule talking or something.
Folks, we appreciate that.
Here you go, man.
Yeah. Once again, if you ever get a chance to come down to our part of the world, you'd probably enjoy it quite a bit if you've not been down there. But you'll see us oftentimes. There's the Great Smoky Mountain Railroad, and you can come down, especially the hot time of the year, and get you a nice air-conditioned car, and they'll take you right down the river and through the mountains. But we'll be down there playing music in the morning. If you happen to come by, say hello to us. Oh, that sounds good.
There's a person that missed our show yesterday. We're going to repeat one here, and it's called Everybody in the Whole Wide World's Down on Me. And if anybody was here yesterday, You might have heard this one already. I hope you can stand to hear it again. It's one that's on our new CD. It's another spiritual piece.
Let me grab something here. Yeah, this one.
Yeah, we played this one yesterday. This one's called "Seems Like Everybody in the Whole Wide World Is Down on Me." Frank just said that. I had to repeat it because I wasn't paying attention.
From Eddie Head and his family of Sanctified Singers, and they recorded it in Memphis, Tennessee back in 1930. And they've got some great stuff to listen to on the internet, man. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
I think I remember, yeah.
Everybody in the whole wide world is down on me. Down on me. Down on me. Seems like everybody in the whole wide world is down on me. Well, down on me. Down on me. Seems like everybody in the whole wide world is down on me.
Yeah. All right. Wow, guys. Thank you, folks. Appreciate that. Patty on the Turnpike. That's a good request. We'll play something that sounds almost just like it. We've only got about 15 minutes left, so we're going to change keys here real quick and play some more A-tunes here. Down in North Carolina, they tell... Have you had your fill of dumb jokes yet? All right. I know. They tell us down in North Carolina there's only two keys for a musician, and that's the key of A... and the key to the jailhouse door. They tell us that all the time in our little town down there. David likes to say that most of the time I can't find the right key and I'm behind a few bars anyways.
It gets worse.
It's just getting worse and worse.
Man, you tell one if you got a better one. But once again, folks, we're the Freight Hoppers. You can go on the internet and check out thefreighthoppers.com and check out our tour schedule, and we might be coming close to you later on in the year, next year, whatnot. There's a bunch of footage on there from YouTube. We got pictures of our cats and our babies and our boats and all the stuff that really means a lot to us in this world. You can also find us on Facebook if you want to come out. You can befriend us and like us. And that's one of our great joys is waking up in the morning and checking that Facebook. I'm ashamed to say, just to see... what somebody said. What are we going to play next?
Hand Me Down My Walking Cane.
Oh, that sounds perfect. We should be climbing out somewhere.
Ready?
St. Frank wants to sing Hand Me Down My Walking Cane. I guess since he broke his toe in his guitar this morning, he needs his cane now. So we'll...
That's right. We used to learn from a band called the... What were they? The Pine Ridge Boys recorded this.
Ernest East
and his bunch of fellas playing this old-time music in the Round Peak style. You ready to kick it off? I've run out of stuff to say. There's a thing we learned from a techno pop group over in Finland. It's called Cotton Eye Joe. Where'd you come from? Where'd you go, Cotton Eye Joe? If y'all know it, sing along. Up above and a mule and a grasshopper eating ice cream. The mule got sick and it laid him on a beam. Where'd you come from? Where'd you go? Where'd you come from? Cotton Eye Joe. Where'd you come from? Where'd you go? Where'd you come from? Cotton Eye Joe. Thank you.
Eye Joe. Where it's coming from, where it's go, where it's coming from, Cotton Eye Joe.
Thank you, folks. We got time for two more tunes here for you, so we'll make them good, hot, and slick and fast. And a reminder, we'll be over there. If you like a CD, please come find us quickly because we do have to get on the road not too long from now. We're sorry to say. However, this is a great festival. We thank y'all so much. You guys are going to have a blast the rest of the weekend. There's all kinds of good music coming up. I wish we were staying. I really do. But we can't. So... That sounds good. We told you yesterday we got a whole bunch of songs about drinking liquor.
I'm not a drinker myself, I'm folks, but these fellas here, I take care of them when we're out like this, you know what I'm
he
saying?
He does. He's really nice driving that van. No.
They're out spending money on stuff they won't drink. We got a bunch of stuff on the porch they didn't want to drink. There went all of our money. We could have put that in gas.
We might put it in the tank. It might burn anyway.
That's got too much sugar in it. It's going to make me sick.
Here's one called What You Gonna Do When Your Liquor Gives Out, and we hope this doesn't happen.
Stand on the corner with your mouth pooched out. And what's gonna do when your liquor gives out, sweet thing? What's gonna do when your liquor gives out, sweet thing? What's gonna do when your liquor gives out? Stand on the corner with your mouth pooched out, sweet thing. Baby, I'm tired of you, sweet thing. And oh Lord, baby, I'm tired of you, sweet thing. And oh Lord, baby, I'm tired of you. And I can't put up with the way you do, sweet thing. Well, I'm sitting on the corner with my hat in my hand, sweet thing. I'm standing on the corner with my hat in my hand, sweet thing. I'm standing on the corner with my hat in my hand, looking for the woman ain't got no man, sweet thing. Smokestack bell, sweet thing. Engine busted and a smokestack bell, sweet thing. Yeah, engine busted and a smokestack bell. Killed my darling, dead as hell, sweet thing. Yeah, and what you gonna do when the women's all dead, sweet thing? What you gonna do when the women's all dead, sweet thing? And what you gonna do when the women's all dead? Set the corner with your head in your hand, sweet thing. So what you gonna do when your liquor gives out, sweet thing? What you gonna do when your liquor gives out, sweet thing? And what you gonna do when your liquor gives out? Stand on the corner with your mouth pooched out, sweet thing.
We got time to do one more for you, so we'll do. We'll end you here with a good old mountain burner here. This one's called Fire on the Mountain. Run, boys, run.
We've had a big time, folks.
We are the Prairie Hoppers. Thank you so much. We love and appreciate every single one of y'all.
Thank you a lot.
We do, we do. Thank you.
We've got a lot of CDs for sale and some fine T-shirts. If you want to come up and pick you out some style for the rest of the weekend, come see us. We'll be on the left end of that tent up there, hopefully.
Thank you for having us out here. We got really excited the day we got the call about this festival, so we're pretty happy. So Fire on the Mountain, Run Boys Run. Fire on the Mountain, Run Boys Run. We'll send this one out to David Bass here, who's on his way to run to
run girls
Mount Airy. Oh,
from Braxton City, North Carolina, the Freight Hoppers. Yes, sir. Hey, boys. Have you got time for another short song? I believe I'd love to hear one more, if y'all would do. Yeah. Another big hand for them.
Thank y'all so much. Sing Rabbit in the Rabbit. That sounds good, yeah. All righty.
Anybody out there eat any rabbit ever? Eat any rabbit? Yeah, Lord, we eat rabbit down at the house, too, in wintertime especially. All this tourists leave town. We have to start skinning those rabbits. This one called There's a Rabbit in the Log, and I Ain't Got My Dog. So if you're an English teacher or a vegetarian, we apologize, folks.
Thanks again, folks. Boy, we've just had the best time. I wish we could hang out longer, but please come see us up there. We'll be sitting right up there as soon as we're done here. We'd love to visit with you.
All right.
Rabbit in the log and I ain't got my dog. How will I get him?
I don't know. Uh-oh.
So much, everybody.
Thanks, folks. Thank y'all so much. We appreciate
world
it.
Class old time music from the Freight Hoppers, Braxton City, North Carolina. Hey, folks, they'll be up at the table in a little bit. Be sure to go up and visit with them. They got to make a trip out of here before long. But anyway.